Well, scholars who have studied this have fairly much agreed that the unnamed queen was a lady named Ankhesenamun, the young widow of King Tutankhamun. And as you might know, Tutankhamun died unexpectedly in his late teens. He'd only ruled for about a decade and came to a violent end, perhaps some sort of accident. We now know perhaps through blood poisoning from a broken leg, terminated his life. Queen Ankhesenamun was left childless and alone. Ankhesenamun seemed to have been receiving pressure from the court to marry one of the courtiers, and thereby that individual would gain power. She didn't want to have anything to do with that. She wanted to have an outsider rule with her, as she said to Shupaluliuma, "To me he will be husband, in Egypt he will be king." Well, Shupaluliuma evidently sent a son, a man named Zananza, to marry the queen. But when this individual entered Egyptian territory, he was murdered. From the Egyptian perspective, we know that the queen was indeed forced to marry an aged courtier named Ai, and then she disappears from history. We don't know what happened to her. Shupaluliuma, however, was enraged by the murder of his son, and he attacked the Egyptian holdings in Syria. Sadly, his returning army brought a plague back to Hattusha that decimated the population, and one of the first victims of the plague was Shupaluliuma himself. So this strange event in history, this snapshot of the widowed queen trying to gain power from an outside king, ends in tragedy for all concerned. Now, 50 years later, after these events, around 1274 BC, the Hittites once again come in contact with the Egyptians, this time on the battlefield. The place was Kadesh, which is in northern Syria. And certainly at this time, as the Hittites were gaining in power, they were trying to push southward. And the Egyptians, again in an important empire, also were pushing northwards. And the region that the two great states often contended over was what we would call today the Levant or Syro-Palestine. And so in 1274, things came to a head where the Egyptian army, led by the great King Ramses II, met the Hittite army led by King Muwatalli, who was the grandson of Shupaluliuma I. Now, for the longest time, our only knowledge of this battle came from the Egyptian perspective. And Ramses II ruled for nearly 60 years and was a man, we know, prone to excesses. He plastered Egypt with stories of his victory over the Hittites at the Battle of Kadesh. Temples were covered with images of him riding in his chariot, running down and trampling fallen Hittites beneath his wheels and his horse's hooves. And so most scholars, certainly in the 19th and 20th centuries, understood that Ramses had mastered the Hittites at Kadesh, that this had been a great Egyptian victory. Well, about 40 years ago, excavations at Hattusha reflect a very different outcome to this battle. And we know this because, in fact, what was uncovered at Hattusha was a treaty between the Egyptians and the Hittites following this battle. And indeed, it would seem as though the Hittites had been dominant, because the Hittites, in fact, gain more territory in the outcome of this battle. And so what had been clearly a propaganda mission on the part of Ramses II was not at all the truth of the matter, that in fact the Battle of Kadesh seems to have been more of a Hittite victory than an Egyptian victory. Certainly there was a treaty between these two great nations, and not only was there a written document celebrating their amity, but there was also a marriage alliance where a Hittite princess was sent to marry Ramses II.